And we think that this alignment is necessary for communication. For example, as you can tell, I'm not a native English speaker, and I grew up in another language. And the same might be for many of you in the audience. And still, we can communicate. How come? And we think that we can communicate because we have this shared common code that represents meaning. So far, I only talked about happening in the listener's brain, in your brain, when you're listening to talks. But what's happening in the speaker's brain, in my brain, when I'm speaking to you? To look on the speaker brain, we ask the speaker to go into the scanner, we scan his brains, and then compare his brain responses to the brain responses of the listeners listening to the story. And you have to remember that producing speech and comprehending speech are very different processes. And here we're asking, how similar are they? And to our surprise, we saw that all these complex patterns within the listeners actually came from the speaker brain. So production and comprehension rely on very similar processes. And we also found the stronger the similarity between the listener's brain and the speaker brain, the better the communication. So I know that if you are completely confused now, and I do hope that this is not the case, your brain responses is very different than mine. But I also know that if you really understand me now, then your brain and your brain and your brain are really similar to mine.